Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Tonight, it's game two against the Giants at Petco. And our host, Jesse Agler, knows that after five straight wins, this is fun for everyone.
Whether you're a kid or whether you're old or whether you're in between, this is just one of the best, man. Yeah.
Our other host is Randy Jones, who knows that first pitch tonight is at 7:10 p.m. And that's the only talk of clocks he wants to hear.
Clocks in baseball work. I'm not trying to psych anybody out.
No, in certain aspects, yeah. The clock works. Like when it doesn't count.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Randy Jones.
You wouldn't have minded a clock last night, would you?
speed the clock up.
Yeah. A little fast forward button. Welcome to Padre Social Hour. Presented by United Airlines with Cy Young Award winner Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Nice day. We finally had some nicer weather.
Yes.
Temperature dropped a little bit. Humidity went down.
That felt pretty good this morning.
The skies are blue again. That marine layer that came in last night, that's burned off. And just a beautiful day here in downtown San Diego. We are in the AMR studio, which is inside the Western Metal Supply Company building here at Petco Park. And we're going to talk baseball for the next hour. And we're going to have some fun, Mr. Jones. We got a lot going on.
I like to have fun.
We got a lot going on. Chris Budden from Fox Sports San Diego is going to stop by. The great reporter who you see on television each and every night. You know how the Padres, they do spring training in Peoria, Arizona?
Of course.
So that building is actually used all year long by the Padres.
That is correct.
And a lot of people probably think, oh, well, during spring training, that's it. And then they shut it down, they turn off the lights, they lock the door. No. There's a lot of stuff that goes on there. And the guy who runs that place, Todd, is going to be here.
I love it. Love Todd.
And we're going to get updated from Todd about what's happening in Peoria and maybe learn a little something about what takes place at the Padres' year-long training facility in the Phoenix area. So Todd is here, and he is an entertaining little fellow. I don't know how funny he'll be tonight because sometimes you put a camera in front of him, he gets very serious. It's very serious.
I'll loosen him up.
Okay, good.
Todd'll be fine.
Because away from the camera, he's a funny little guy.
Yeah.
He's like 5'3", but just really funny. And so he'll stop by in a little bit as well. And Blooper has told me that there's a chance the Friar stops by.
Really?
The mascot. Now, he doesn't talk.
It's a great interview.
So it's really not great conversation, but
yes or no questions.
Exactly. Yeah. Thumb up, thumb down, that kind of thing. He can shrug, that sort of deal. Anyway, hey, all of a sudden, Randy Jones, the Padres have won five straight games, and here we go. It's getting interesting 10 days until the trade deadline.
Yeah, it is. And I love to see it. I love to see what's transpiring. And, you know, once again, I just see the guys seem a little bit looser coming out playing the game of baseball like you're supposed to play it. Not pressing like we saw in situations, I think, the first half. I think everybody in spring training finally did take a big sigh of relief and, hey, let's just relax and let's go play the game. You've been playing it since you were 7 years old, having fun doing it. And let's get back to that having fun, being a little bit loose and, you know, and that's how you play with your best intensities when you're in that mode.
I think there is a guy that is sort of leading the charge.
Really?
When it comes to all of that. And we'll hear what Pat Murphy had to say about that in a few minutes.
Good.
But certainly, yes, there does seem to be a shift. And granted, it's a chicken or the egg thing, and I've said this before. It's a lot easier to be that way when you're winning.
That's right.
So which one happens first? I don't know. But right now, whatever it is, it's happening for the Padres. They are looser, they are having more fun, and they are winning. Most importantly now, five straight games. They try and make it six against the Giants tonight. Despaigne, who has pitched so well against this team.
He really has.
Will be out on the mound against Chris Heston, who is now, of course, best known for no-hitting the Mets earlier this season in New York. So that's the pitching matchup. I want to say something now. I was going to tweet this earlier today, and I decided that in 140 characters, it would be too difficult to sort of get across my point. Because I'm going to say this, and people are going to criticize me and say, oh, you're crazy. So let me preface it by sort of saying, I'm just saying.
I understand that.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Okay, so today is July 21st. The San Diego Padres are 44-49. They're 8.5 games out in the division and 6 back in the wild card. Okay?
Okay.
Not where anybody wanted them to be.
That's correct.
That's an easy thing for me to say. Now, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. July 21st last year, the eventual American League champion Kansas City Royals were 2 games below 500, and they were 8 games out in the American League Central. As in, they were a half game different than the Padres are right now in their division race on this date last year. Now, they would get red hot, and obviously they would carry that hotness all the way through Game 7 of the World Series against these Giants. Now, you see why I didn't want to put that on Twitter, because, oh, Jesse, you're a homer.
Oh, yeah.
But my point is, this thing is not yet decided on July 21st, and crazy things can happen. This date last year, the Royals were 8 games out in the American League Central. This date this year, the Padres are 8.5 games out in the National League West, and obviously closer to the wild card than that. So, not saying, just saying. Let's not give up on things on July 21st.
That's right. We should be the show of hope.
I'm not even saying that.
You're not?
You're taking it even further than I was trying to take it. All I'm saying is don't go and cash in your chips.
You're just saying.
That's it.
That's all. I get it.
I'm just saying. I'm glad you get it. Yesterday, of course, is a reason we can be positive. The last 5 games are reasons we can be positive. They've now won 5 consecutive games. Craig Kimbrell has closed out all 5 of those games, and you sort of alluded to a different attitude, a looseness. Matt Kemp, to me, is sort of the guy leading that charge. He's definitely the catalyst.
He's the catalyst of this ball club. And I'm not saying you watch him play right now, and I like it, and we're seeing things that we saw that these are the pieces we were looking for. But Matt Kemp is really that key guy right now. And I'm talking about with Justin Upton on the lineup right now, day to day. You know, love to have him back in there, obviously. But the guy's got to pick up the slack. And maybe it did take a half a season for these guys to kind of gel, Jesse. I don't know. They look like it right now, but, you know, we got to wait and see. But I really like the tendencies and where the direction the ball club's going. Seem to be having a little bit more fun. I mean, even in the clubhouse going through there. I mean, it's the same intensity, but, you know, I think there's, you know, finally just kind of relaxing a little bit, having a level out and having some fun.
Yeah, Kemp, a 2-run homer in the game last night. That was one of the key early moments of this one. Blooper, can you put those numbers back for a second? You know, Seth had this nice graphic he made. The last 8 games for Matt Kemp, and obviously that includes the 5-game winning streak. He's hitting nearly .500. With 4 homers, 4 doubles, 10 ribs. That doesn't even include the 2 doubles that he had on Sunday.
That were washed out.
That get washed out in the rain. And so I'm not suggesting that they should count statistically, but the point is that he's still swinging the bat pretty well that day. Those numbers are very, very serious for Matt Kemp. And as you said, with Justin Upton out of the lineup again today, he's sort of filling that void. You know, we saw the batting order before the game yesterday, and a lot of people were like, oh, my gosh, how could they ever? and it was like no big deal because Matt Kemp, along with some other guys, you know, stepped up and made an impact. Listen to what Pat Murphy had to say after the game last night about Matt Kemp and the way he's got things going.
Yeah, I've actually seen it since I've been here. I mean, I heard when I first came in that he wasn't swinging it as good as he'd like to. And, I just followed him as a player. I always liked him as a player, but I never really knew him. But I think it was really since San Francisco. If you look at since the last time we played San Francisco, since we were there, he started to really come on. And now, I mean, he's the best player on the field. I mean, there's some great ones on the field, but last 3 or 4 games with all the great players that are on the field, he's the best player on the field. I'm so high on him because the way he's handled himself, the way he's handled himself with his teammates, the way he's handled himself with, I mean, he's our leader, and see him go like this is pretty special. Gives you confidence every game you play. When, you know, sure, we've still got our holes, we still got our weaknesses. It's pretty apparent, but man. He's really led us.
You got to love hearing stuff like
that
from Pat Murphy.
Yeah,
huh?
Like Pat can say, he can really make you look good. You know what I mean? You know, when he gets on a roll, Matt Kemp can. And definitely we knew this coming in that he has the talent that he can carry the team for a week. He can do that.
Oh, he can carry a team for more than a week.
Well, I mean, I'm just being kind. Let's don't take 7 days and let somebody else pick up the slack a little bit. But he really could. He could make that. He's a difference maker
in
this lineup.
Coming out of the All-Star break, we said all of these things about, hey, you know, in the second half, he's got these great numbers last year and the year before, although that's a little bit less discussed. I mean, the reality is this is the kind of guy that when he is going the way he's going right now, he can do some really, really special things for a team.
And like you mentioned, he's the catalyst for the rest of these guys. They're the 24 guys on the roster. He can get them fired up, and I like what I'm seeing right now. And the pitching staff, like we know, they're throwing the baseball better. And that's, you know, a lot of momentum gets going there. And you can build off of that. Like Despondi's had a lot of success, but everybody's been throwing the baseball really well, and I anticipate Despondi to pick up right there.
I like how you brought it back to pitching. That was very slick. We're talking about Matt Kemp hitting the cover off the ball, and the next thing I know, you're telling me about Despondi.
Well, I mean, you don't win 5 in a row just because Matt Kemp's going to tear the cover off
the ball. I understand that. I'm not suggesting that it was all about offense.
What is the Matt Kemp show?
Well, I mean, it has been the Matt Kemp show, yes. Jeez. All right, you want credit to the pitcher? Nice job, Ian Kennedy, last night.
Hey.
He had to battle. He was a
– Well, Brandon Bauer and Benoit.
It was a gritty outing.
Kimbrel
was ridiculous. You want to talk about pitching? Let's talk about pitching. Let's talk about Craig Kimbrel. Can we do that?
Yes.
Because anytime you come in against the defending World Series champions to get the final three outs of the game in a two-run game and you require just four pitches to do so, anytime you do that, you're going to be our firehouse sub of the game.
And I think he's going to be available tonight.
Well, that rain out kind of helped a little bit with the bullpen, right?
I don't think that burns him out.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I mean,
it's still getting heated up in the bullpen and everything like that.
No, it's good.
Craig Kimbrel was awesome last night. That's just not something you see very often, and obviously a part of it is the guys at the plate and the impatience. But, yeah, man, swing the bat a little bit, and that's what the Giants did against Craig Kimbrel. I think it was all fastballs too, right? Four straight fastballs
I would think.
For Craig Kimbrel. He is our firehouse sub of the game, 97 miles per hour. Crawford grounds out to second. And then you get a ball, which wasn't even a ball, with a fastball. So you've got 97, 97, 97, and a couple of outs with two ground outs. And then 98 and a fly ball to center field. So, yes, four fastballs, 97, 97, 97, 98. And, Craig Kimbrel sort of gets to shrug his shoulders, shake hands with Derek Norris, and finish the game. He is our Firehouse Subs sub of the game. Make sure to check out the new edition of Firehouse Subs at Petco Park or visit any of their San Diego locations in Point Loma, Escondido, or Encinitas. I enjoyed the three outs and four pitches.
Oh, I love that.
There you go. There's your pitching talk. Are you happy now?
Yes, I am very happy.
I'm glad you're happy. I'm here to make you happy. Hey, reminder, we got a lot coming up. Chris Budden's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Todd Stevenson will stop by as well. You don't want to miss that interview. You get to participate in the show every day. You know that. Use the hashtag PadresSH if you're on Twitter. The hashtag PadresSH is the way you you jump into the conversation using the tweets. Jellyman is cashing in on the Matt Kemp bandwagon. He says, I'll say it again, Matty is on fire, and he's got all the emojis. Jellyman is big on emojis. He's got the flames.
He does.
He's got the exclamation points. This is his thing. Jellyman is absolutely correct about that. Philip is also on Twitter. He's hanging out here at the AMR studio with us. He says it is infested with Giants fans today.
Yes, a lot of orange.
It's not just the AMR studio. There's quite an infestation around the entire ballpark.
I mean, downtown.
Yeah,
a lot of orange.
Just generally around town. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
So that's all of that. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Chris Budden from Fox Sports San Diego is going to join us. We'll talk to her about her world and covering this Padre team. Also, remember, tomorrow is Way Back Wednesday. You got the day game, 12:40, Shields on the mound, and the complete throwback experience here at Petco Park. The first 20,000 fans in the building receive a pair of knockaround sunglasses presented by Knockaround. So get your tickets if you don't have them already. Padres.com/WBW. Knockarounds for the first 20,000 fans.
Yeah, wear brown tomorrow.
And orange.
And orange.
You can wear yellow if you want. No, I just said that to get everybody
fired up.
Take a break. Come back. Chris Budden of Fox Sports San Diego right after this.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. Broadcasting live from the AMR studio at Petco Park. Getting ready for the final night game of this series. Padres and Giants coming up after the 4-2 win yesterday. Day game tomorrow, 12:40 first pitch, Way Back Wednesday. Jesse, Randy Jones, and Chris Budden of Fox Sports San Diego joins us. And we're going to put her on the Cholula hot seat.
Oh, no.
You're on the Cholula hot. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to dread it.
Yeah,
it
but, you know, I think before you do that, I saw Chris upstairs. And I just noticed the last couple of nights, she's really been admiring this All-Star hat.
It's a nice hat. You've got
the, baseball
cap with the 2016 All-Star game logo.
Chris is going to be down here, and so.
Oh, look at
that.
I had to do it. There you go,
thank you. I like this
a lot.
And I asked him, I said, you know anyone who can get me? I knew him.
You knew him. Randy can get anything.
It's all about timing, honey.
Listen.
It's all about timing.
Yeah,
I thought things were going to be a little awkward because we had a little weird moment yesterday. Randy brought me some candy. It didn't taste very good. And then he thought I was ungrateful. So I really appreciate that we've moved past that.
Was it? What kind of candy was it?
No, it's just some candy that I'd brought up for them.
Okay.
And the big thing is I'd had it in my pocket. And
kind of melted.
And so she's all over me.
Like a little lint all over it, that kind of thing. I can't imagine why she turned it down.
You might say it got a little sticky. if I can use that.
We've the rapper. Past it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should go back to the Cholula
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, all right. So Chris Button is on the Cholula Hot seat. Hey, it's been a fun few days for the Padres. Going back to Texas, your home state.
Yeah.
It's always fun when the team is winning, when you get to be around these guys.
It is, and I was off the, well, three games, I guess two and I guess a half after the All-Star break. So it's really nice to know that it's not me, that I was afraid, oh, I was gone, they start winning, and then you never want to, like, come back and,
sure.
you know, then they start losing. So, no, it's been a lot of fun. You know, when you go, especially when you're on the team with on the road that amount of time, when you go through those streaks, it affects, you know, as a broadcaster, it affects you too. You know, you want that team to win. You want them to do well. You're around those guys. So that was tough because they had so many one run, one error, one, you know, mishit there that could have been the difference in a couple of games there. And so the fact that they turned that around, that was such a tough stretch. And to see what they've done here, it's been a blast.
And being day in and day out, Chris, when you're with them, the temperament, the attitude of the guys, you know, and you think maybe it wouldn't change very much. But if you're around it day in and day out, it does change somewhat.
Baseball is such a different sport. I mean, because you are. It is every single day. And you would think, oh, 162 games, they got to let it roll off their back when they lose. No, I mean, it is. And to be the person that has to stick a mic in their face,
and
you gave up 10 runs today and two errors. How does that, you know, so it makes my job a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more pleasant for you when they're winning. What's your favorite part of your job?
You know, the thing I like about baseball and being in a regional network is you get to know the players and you get to really, you know, when you cover football or if you cover other sports in colleges, you cover so many different teams, you don't ever get to build a relationship. You meet a guy, and then you maybe see him one other game that season. To get to build those relationships and see the guys through the successes and to see their families, and families have grown since we've been here. And to me, that's the cool part about this team and being around the team on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and it is a family. Six months, 162 games, 7 months, really, if you include spring training. And you spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, you actually end up spending more time with them probably you do your family.
I joke with my husband. I'm like, it's so weird when I'm gone for like a series. People are like, where have you been? I was like, oh, it's nice to be missed because sometimes I spend more time with you than I do my husband. But, you know, that's just kind of the nature of it. But we have such a great group, too, that makes that so much easier as well. You know, they embrace me. They embrace, you know, everyone who covers the team. So the fact that they're so great to work with has made it easy too.
Very nice. Chris Button of Fox Sports San Diego is with us. You spend a decent amount of time with the manager, certainly before the games, you know, in a microphone setting and sometimes in a less formal setting as well. Your impressions of Pat Murphy these first few weeks on the job?
I think he's been great. You know, it's funny. I get asked a lot about him. And in terms of my job, in terms of interviewing, it was night and day from what we had before to now, just in terms of I don't think that Pat talks like, in my opinion, a baseball guy. You know, he talks like he gives a little bit more emotional, you know, answers and responses to things than people that are, sometimes you get baseball answers. I'm not a doctor. That's baseball. Or he puts his heart out into it. And so he gives you a really emotional response back.
And that will affect the kind of questions you can ask a Pat Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that comes off in the post game, you know, when he's doing his post game and some of the questions that he's asked.
Yeah, like you guys there, that bite of Matt that he had yesterday. And you can tell that when he's talking about it, he's passionate. And you can tell when they lose, he takes it very personally. And when they win, he takes it very personally. And that's kind of been neat to see, you know, someone who's really, I'm not saying other people weren't invested, but he wears it on his sleeve, I think, more than other people do.
More than most people,
yeah.
I think it's fair to say, and I agree with you. It's kind of a neat thing to see from our perspective. Chris Button is here. She's on the Cholula Hot Seat. She's on Twitter, at Chris Button, Chris with a K. What's something about your job that probably fans don't realize, you think, you know, the people that see you on TV every night?
That's a good question. Probably just the coming up with things to talk about every day. No, honestly, I mean, like, we can talk about Matt Kemp and how well he's been hitting, but it's been five straight days. It's finding ways, and I'm sure that you deal with the same thing and on this show and doing play-by-play, is how to move the story forward and trying to find, I think in my job, I try and find little nuggets that, you know, Mark Grant or Dick Emberg or Mike Pomerantz won't bring up. So I try and find different things about the guys, what they're doing maybe away from the field or what they're doing before the game that's enhanced their product on the field. And so it's trying to find those kind of little nuggets and find them for 162 days and find about four or five a game. To me, that's maybe the most challenging part of it, is in my opinion, that I don't get, I guess people don't know about.
And I would think, like, after the game, you know, like, you know, you're out on the field, you're interviewing guys right after the game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's got to be – that's impulse questions right there.
Yeah.
I would think that would be really challenging because, you know, obviously, every day is a little bit different. It's not like you can't take the mundane same question every
day. Well, time. And that's, you know, sometimes the thing is, well, you've interviewed Matt 4 days in a row. He's hitting the ball well. Well, how do I – you know, how do you ask the same – but that's the story of the game, so you got to go with the story of the game. That's kind of some of my most fun parts is I enjoy the interview. I love, conversations with people. That's why I got into the business. And so the pregame and the postgame parts to me are the best. And then even the few walk-off
awesome.
Wins and
yeah.
the
avoiding the Powerade. Yeah. That is an acquired skill.
It is. You are not acquired at that.
I didn't even try. Yeah. I had my one shot last year with Venable and I saw him coming out of the corner of my eye. And I just said, whatever, I'll just stand here. I didn't want to kind of like run off and get it like half all over me. I figured I might as well just take it. But that's what's the secret there to getting out of the way on the walk-off?
Rotating head. Like
okay.
you gotta always like peripheral vision. And the one time I got really doused was Tyson Ross last year after a complete game shutout. He's so tall.
You didn't see it coming.
I didn't. So I'm looking up here. I can't even see what's going on. And I got – and afterwards, they were like, oh, we'll pay for your dry cleaning. I was like, it only costs like $15 to work.
Yeah, you're going to go around the clubhouse asking for $15.
You learn also that not to wear expensive clothing because that's why.
Sometimes Gatorade doesn't come out.
And always – oh, this is another thing. Always bring an extra outfit on the day that you travel just in case you get –
oh, good point. Because you're going right to the airport.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A great call.
Because then no one wants – I had to sit next to Mark Green. He doesn't want to sit next to me doused in blue Powerade after
– he'd be like, can you ring that out? Can I have a little
– I just want you to know the ballplayers, sometimes they might be trying to get you.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they are.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know that.
Well, I heard a little rumor last year. There were so many Powerade baths that – you know, the guys go in, and you can see it's about to happening, that Spencer Dallin was taking the Powerade out and only leaving the water because he was sick of trying to get the stains out.
That's good.
Yeah. That is good.
That's a pro move from Spence. Yeah. That's very good. Chris Bunnan on Twitter.
Sorry, Spence, if I gave away your secret.
Chris Bunnan. Yeah, it's like only going to be red now from here on out the rest of the way. Chris, he's here every night, of course, on Fox Sports San Diego. This was lovely. I'm so glad Blooper finally invited you.
Thanks.
It had been kind of a long time. Blooper, why did it take a year and a half to get Chris Bunnan on the show?
Busy pregame, I figured.
Yeah.
Oh, he was intimidated.
Yeah.
Oh,
he figured you were too busy. That's what it is.
You are busy, so thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, that's Chris Bunnan on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Chris Bunnan speaks really, really well. Our next guest does not speak at all. I think the Friar is stopping by. Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour, here at the AMR studio at Petco Park. Thanks to Chris Bunnan of Fox Sports San Diego for stopping by. She was outstanding, Randy.
Outstanding.
That was great conversation. You know, she's a professional communicator from a verbal standpoint.
Then we come back.
And this guy. So the Friar is here. And man, do I love the Friar. I adore the Friar. But he is a tough interview. He's a tough interview because he doesn't speak. That's, you know, he can communicate in other ways, Randy.
I know.
Boy, whose head is bigger, Bruce Bochy or the Friar?
Oh, it's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. Yeah. I don't know what size cap the Friar wears. But it would be close. So the Friar is here, and we can do some hand signals. You got to go to Cincinnati for the All-Star game. And that's, to me, I love when mascots are amongst one another. You've got to feel comfortable in that situation. He is shaking his head. Yes, thumbs up, all that. Now, you don't have to name names here, but, like, do you have favorite mascots? Is there, like, a mascot you're closest with, a mascot you don't like?
How about the Philly Fanatic?
thumbs up on the Philly fanatic.
I had a feeling.
He's sort of like one of the godfathers of the thing, like our friend the chicken. You know, I mean, really
high energy.
Yeah, the guys that kind of started it all. The parrot in Pittsburgh. What do you think of the parrot? You're pointing at me. So-so, I know. I know. So, you know, the Parrot and I, we had our run-in last year. I was very disappointed. I was in Pittsburgh. I got to go to one game as a fan because the Padres had an off day. And I had always really liked the Parrot, and he blew me off. And so ever since, I've held a grudge or a vendetta, if you will, against
that.
The Pirate Parrot. What about Mr. Met? Something in the bag? You've got something in the bag for me. Thank you very much. That's very nice.
What?
The Friar brought gifts, which is very thoughtful. Oh, you were at the All-Star Game. We said that. And this is an All-Star Game T-shirt. Thank you very much. Oh, and it has Mr. Redlegs on the back. Okay, so that's get your stash on. Do you like Mr. Redlegs? Now, do he and Mr. Met get along? Because they kind of look the same. Are they related? Is that how that works? You don't know. I'm asking you questions. Well, thank you for the All-Stars. All right, we got another gift. Oh, this is very
perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
I've never gotten
go.
A gift on the show until yesterday, and now here we are going again today. All right, this... it's a pair of Philly Fanatic socks.
Nice.
Are these from the Fanatic or are these from you? They're from both of you. Oh, from the Fanatic. I got that. The tongue.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's right.
These are all. Well, we talk a lot about socks on the show.
Well, yeah, you are. You are pretty good on the socks.
Philly Fanatic. They're a little small. I might not be able to wear them, but maybe we can hang them up. These.
What are these? Billy Barty socks?
Because they look like the
are
Philly.
Are you serious?
I wear like a 12, man. I don't know, but you know these. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. They're a gift. So these look like the Fanatic's feet. That's the idea there with the socks. So it's got his red stirrups and his green feet. And all right, so thank you very much. And one more gift from the Friar.
Ooh.
This is really riveting television, I'm sure. this one's heavy. There's a note. This one comes with a note. Oh, it's from the Parrot. Jesse, good luck trying to get a pick with me, Pirate Parrot. That's not very. That's
I like that.
That's kind of hurtful
from
the Parrot. So is he taunting me now? Is that what I'm to take from this? All right, the Parrot is fired back, and what else is in here? A Parrot bobblehead. Nah, I don't know what we're gonna do with this.
I got a
pretty good idea.
I'll tell you after we take a break.
Yeah. All right. So the this is from you or from the Parrot? This is from the
Parrot.
So the Parrot is taunting now. All right.
Friar, hey, that's really
the bar
nice
has been raised.
Bring these items back.
That was very nice of you, Mr. Friar. Now
of you, man.
I will say this. All-Star Game, all the mascots come, right? So next July 12th.
You'll be leading the mascots.
The Parrot will be here, will he not? You think we can get the Parrot on Social Hour? Can you communicate that to him? All right. We'll have something ready for him.
That's awesome.
I'm going to talk to the Fanatic about what I can do to the Parrot because the Fanatic knows how to have fun.
Why don't you have them both on?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, the Chicken, the Friar, the Fanatic, the Parrot. This is outstanding. Hey, thanks a lot, though. This was very nice of you to bring this back. The Parrot should know that the beef has only been made worse now.
Whoa.
It's trouble. All right, we'll take a break and come back in a couple minutes. Thank you, Friar.
Nice job, Friar.
Welcome back from Cincinnati.
Love having you.
Hey, it's your hometown pet retailer. Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Big thanks to the Friar. I got socks, I got a T-shirt, and I got a nasty note from the Parrot in Pittsburgh. Take a break, come back. More Social Hour right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Back on Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. Thanks to Chris Budden for stopping by. Thanks to the Friar for stopping by.
Well, sure, you got all the presents.
You're welcome to the Fanatic Socks.
Thanks.
That are, I think, for like a five-year-old. That was very nice, though. The Friar came by, and he brought me gifts from the All-Star Game in Cincinnati. The Parrot is taunting me now,
by the way.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He got the story, and he's going to...
Yeah, so all I know is the Parrot's got to come here next summer, and this is my house. This ain't his house.
Ooh.
He is a visiting bird. Yeah. And
he might lose a few feathers.
Don't let him bother you, Jesse.
Don't?
Yeah, he's a strange bird.
Todd Stevenson is
like
here.
Like that, Todd.
Now, Todd Stevenson is one of the many, many, many critical behind-the-scenes people in this Padre organization. He is the director of Peoria Operations. Do I have that right?
Kind of. Spring training as well.
But
Peoria.
That's Peoria. So basically, the Padres have their training facility in Peoria, Arizona, and we hear about it in February and March every year. but it's actually a year-round facility where the Padres have things going on all the time, and you run the place. So spring training, to begin with, that's the craziest time, I imagine, for you all year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You
know, get about 200 total players and about 60, 70 staff members.
Yeah, but, you know, when we get into spring training, the team breaks, you know, early April, they leave. You know, take us from there. I mean, you have extended spring training.
Yeah, extended spring training starts in April. We have roughly about 75 players. Some of those players go to Tri-City to short season after the draft. Then we bring in some guys after the draft, you know, the draftees, and then
like
we start playing.
Are they there now?
Yes, and we start playing AZL. So between rehabbers and field or players, we have probably 50 guys right now working out, getting healthy.
So that's incredible because I think a lot of people, they think about the Peoria complex and they think spring training, but they'd be shocked maybe to learn that right now there's a bunch of action taking place. So why are you here if all that's happening? No, I'm kidding.
Just to coordinate next year for spring training.
So you came in, you got meetings planned for next year.
Budgets.
Oh, it's budgets.
You just don't snap your fingers and all that magic happens with spring training.
You're begging for more money.
It's a big process.
It's a lot of planning.
It's a lot of planning, I imagine. What's the most complex logistical thing that goes into spring training?
Housing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Housing is pretty tough at times. Getting guys where they want to go when they need to go.
Well, all I know is in 2015, I think, your best move was the chocolate milk at breakfast.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you, man.
Legendary.
That was a big league move.
No-brainer.
Walked in, that my mouth just fell up on chocolate milk.
Now, it was chocolate milk. It basically tasted like you were having a chocolate milkshake.
Oh, it was awesome.
That's how good it was. How cold was it? Ice cold.
It's like 35 degrees.
35 degrees chocolate milk. What percent was it?
Two.
Is it 2%?
Healthy.
Yeah, so it's not skim where it's like water, but it's not whole milk.
I just know when I hit the field, I felt better in the morning.
6 grams of protein per 12 ounces.
That's TMI. That's too much information.
No, that's the kind of stuff that goes into it. Nutrition is a big part of this deal.
You had me at 2%, man. That's all I needed.
A lot of what's wrong with protein? What do you have against protein? You need protein. It's good for the muscles.
Come on.
Todd, housing, you just said, you've got the Randy Jones estate you've got to worry about back in Scottsdale.
Yes.
So what's that process like? You know, when one of the big timers, the Padre Hall of Famers, the Cy Young winner, you know, he comes in and he's got the very specific, you know, I need chilled water in the refrigerator, that kind of stuff.
Well,
he
only eats brown M&Ms, so I have to go through big batches of M&Ms.
That's funny.
Them out. He has to have two swimming pools.
Two swimming pools.
One salt. And one chlorine.
Oh, so you like freshwater pool and a saltwater pool.
Yeah.
And then after that, then he has to take care of blooper all spring. That's a lot of work.
So Randy's big thing is just the brown M&Ms. When you're doing bloopers housing, what's the most important thing for that?
Well, he has a mobile home in the stadium that he parks out in the players' lot. So the hard part about that is security overnight.
Yeah, just making sure he does that.
Yeah,
he's not
some
coming
guys
back
tried
inside.
To cut his tires last spring, and it's just a big to-do.
Hey, is there a break, though, in January, February, where you're gearing up for the start of spring training?
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving or, you know, prior to Thanksgiving. We haven't after AZL, we have instructional league from mid-September to mid-October. Then you try to get as much stuff as you can done before Thanksgiving, and then it rolls right into it. But, you know, the winter meetings is kind of a big monkey wrench when you're getting guys housing and doing all the getting out in front of everything, and then you make a couple trades and sign a couple new guys, and then – you know, you're not scrambling, but you're getting out in front of getting those guys in because you want them to be comfortable when they get in the spring training.
Jesse, I got to have a great – why don't we start like a fantasy baseball camp, and we'll do it like the week before spring training opens up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a little more to do. Todd, what do you think?
If you're waiting on me, you're backing up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
See?
He's ready to go for anything.
That'd be pretty
nothing.
Slick, I think.
Yeah,
nothing
it would be great. Ago. We'd have a blast.
You know? But I just want you to know that, you know, boy, the facility's really come a long way since – I was in Yuma in 75.
What was it like in Yuma in 75?
Let me put it, the chocolate milk wasn't 35 degrees. And I have no idea about the 2%.
Was the ice 35 degrees?
I mean, the highlight to those spring trainings was Whitey Wiedelman's chili. That was about it.
In the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Is that where you developed your hot sauce?
That's where it started, you know, right there. But, you know, our spreads weren't quite as elaborate. You might say.
So you got housing, you've got nutrition, you've obviously got all the baseball stuff. There's a big league clubhouse there. There's a minor league clubhouse there. At any given moment, I guess it's during spring training, how many total players are there when you've got big league camp going on and minor league camp going on?
Yeah, 200 roughly.
200
60,
players.
Kind of cap out at 60 in big league camp and then 150 in minor league camp, so a little below that. So right at 200.
Yeah, that's incredible, too, day in and day out. The workload, and, the hours that
and,
they're there.
Oh, all the guys. I mean, on the major league side, I mean, they're really busy. But in the minor league side, imagine 150 guys you got, you know, they're coming in. Like, they're not already there set up. So those guys are coming in to get set up. So you got,
how would you like to do that housing? Ooh, it could be a little.
It's tough. I mean, we got, you know, we got about 80 hotel rooms. And then some of the guys have, you know, housing on their own. They live off. They know people in Phoenix. But, you know, getting them in one hotel and having enough rooms in that hotel sometimes can be a logistical nightmare because they're not really geared up to have double rooms.
Sure.
So, you know, you got to kind of scramble.
Todd Stevenson is the director of Peoria Operations. I may have gotten that right. I may not have. He runs the facility where the Padres hold spring training and have year-round training. And he's just an all-around swell guy. Does a great job, works his tail off, and really one of those neat behind-the-scenes people that most folks don't know about. But I think it's a fun story to tell. So Todd's all, he's got a good personality, as you can probably see. So we got some Twitter stuff coming in. Todd, you're just going to hang out for a few minutes. You'll be part of this.
Okay.
All right? You're
going to like
be,
it.
You're be part of,
good man, to have you, Todd.
Me and RJ.
When Chris Budden was here, we were talking about, you know, trying to dodge the Powerade, right, and how difficult that can be in the post-game interviews. So last year, I did a couple of those post-game interviews, just a few, like helping out when they needed me. And one of them, Will Venable, had the walk-off hit and just got doused. Joyce, who's here today, Blooper's friend, she got a picture from the stands of the whole thing. I mean,
wow.
that's a great shot of what's happening right as the orange Powerade got Will
Venable.
I mean,
you're not even moving, Jess.
No, I didn't. I stood there. I think at this point I realized I didn't have much of an escape. That's a great photograph from Joycey Joyce. That jacket, I was wearing a white shirt, orange power, tough. That was tough.
Yeah.
That was
white
tough.
Shirt kind of went bye-bye.
Didn't go particularly well. But anyway, about that. Have you ever taken a Powerade bath like that, Todd?
No.
No, you've never taken a
Powerade
bath.
I don't know where in your line of work it would occur.
Yeah.
Been in a cold
but
tub.
We can make that happen next spring training.
By the way, one of the coolest things at that facility, just talking about cold tubs and stuff, that underwater treadmill that they've got for rehab. So it looks like a hot tub, right? But it's got a treadmill at the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's awesome.
Nice.
And that's used, it's like a lower resistance kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like Fedorovich was using it a ton when he was rehabbing the MCL.
Yeah. That'd be
so
perfect.
He was in there every day, and I think obviously accelerates his recovery.
That stuff is so cool. All right, Sam on Twitter. We talked about at the beginning of the show. I threw it out there. I said, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. The Kansas City Royals are very much in a similar place in the standings last July 21st as the Padres are this July 21st. Sam adds on. He says, hey, from your earlier point, about the 2014 Royals. He says they had five less games remaining to make up ground. Not saying, just saying. So not only all that stuff I just said about the Kansas City Royals from last year, but they'd already played five more games than the Padres had at this point this season. He continues, that said, do you think the trade deadline should be moved based on when the season starts? Makes sense given the less time to make decisions. People have kicked that around with the extra wild card now, pushing the trade deadline back. What do you think?
Yeah, it might happen. I can see that, assess it a little bit later. I get that. But, you know, the way the people use the waiver wire, the ownership, you know, I begin to wonder if the trade deadline isn't really extended to a somewhat of a degree, the way they use the waiver wire after the 31st.
All right. That's going to be your thing.
Well, I mean, either way. But it's always intriguing. Whatever the deadline is, it's
right.
always going to be intriguing.
The same thing is going to happen, even if it's pushed back 2 weeks.
If you push it back 2 weeks, the conversation won't start till 48 hours before it's going to end.
Exactly.
And that's when all the moves are going to be made.
I agree.
Oh, okay. Todd agrees. I want to do one other fun thing while Todd is here. We got some great video from our friends at Fox Sports San Diego. So remember the other day we announced this All-Star logo? It was a big to-do.
Right.
We had some fun with it. And so one of the really cool things was I got the chance – after the press conference, to sit down and interview the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, for Fox Sports San Diego. And so that's cool, right? I get to sit down and do it. So
I saw you out there.
We were set up sort of, you know, in the park at the park, and it was an open area. People are walking behind, back and forth. That's no big deal.
No.
It's part of what happens. I'm sitting on one stool. The commissioner is sitting on the other stool, and we're doing our conversation about, you know, the All-Star game coming to San Diego. And, hey, no biggie. So Blooper here, he starts to walk behind us. and he froze. And instead of just walking through like a normal guy, Todd, I want your opinion on what happened here. Instead of just walking through like a normal guy, he slams on the brakes and awkwardly like starts walking back the direction where he came.
Yeah, you got to see this.
You got to see this. All right, so here we go. This is Jesse and Rob, the commissioner, and blooper. Oh, he's out of here. So like instead of just walking through, here's the slow-mo. He's like, oh, I don't want to be on the TV. And then one more time.
One more time, a little close-up. Oh, I don't want to go that way.
All right, Todd. What's the right play there for blooper?
That's just blooper being blooper.
That's true.
I mean, like, you know.
Just
I
walk
mean,
through. What's the big deal, man?
I've never seen him move that fast, so it looks like he kind of got off the set really quick. But.
Yeah, yeah. Blooper, what was going through your mind?
As I was making that move, I was wondering what I was doing. I knew I was doing something stupid.
Okay.
Like, as soon as I turned around, I felt it. Like, no, shouldn't be doing this.
Can we play it one more time just to really enjoy?
Okay. That spin move, it kind of looks that way.
Yeah, you're like a real Marshawn Lynch
here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's circle like button.
O-M-G, O-M-G, O-M-G.
I mean, just keep walking. Nobody would have said anything. Nobody would have noticed.
Halfway through my turn, right about
there,
I realized I should have just kept walking. This is stupid. Yeah.
What were you thinking there, Blue? Like, what was going through your head?
I don't want to wreck Jesse's amazing interview with the Commissioner of Baseball.
It's a
big interview. I don't want to mess it up, and then I did
now
anyway.
All right.
He's already sent that footage to his mom, though.
So the thought, I'm an idiot, never crossed his mind.
No. He sent the footage to his mom. Hey, Mom, look, I'm on TV.
All right, Todd. Welcome to San Diego. A little break from the Arizona Heat. Appreciate you stopping by. And good luck the rest of the summer back in Peoria.
Thanks, guys.
Go get him, buddy.
That's Todd Stevenson. Hey, College Night presented by Uber is back this Thursday when the Padres take on the Marlins at 7:10. You got a DJ spinning all night long at the Budweiser patio. So get your tickets today at padres.com/college. Padres.com/college. We'll take a break, come back. More Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio right after this.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back. We're rocking and rolling. Got game two between the Padres and the Giants coming up. Series concludes tomorrow. Way back Wednesday, 12:40. First pitch tomorrow afternoon. Should be a lot of fun. I love midweek day games, especially in the summer. Kids are out of school. As a kid, those are good days.
Well, they're the best. I mean, business was special years ago.
Yeah.
Been way back Wednesday. Now, are they wearing the brown pinstripe again?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't know if they were going to change that up.
No, that's for this whole season, that sort of 85 to 90 era and orange pinstripe.
That makes sense. You don't want to have multiple uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, they got enough. So
I think it's pricey, too.
That's what they're wearing this year for the way back Wednesday. Next year, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what takes place with all of that. Got some Twitter stuff I want to get to. Reminder, you can tweet at us using the hashtag PadresSH. That's the hashtag to get in on Twitter, questions and comments, etc. Try to get to as many of those questions over the course of the show as we can. So let's continue with the Twitter questions, Randy Jones. Brian is on Twitter, and Brian's usually one of the negative guys, but he's feeling good during this five-game winning streak. Hmm. And he says, I say we become buyers if we sweep the Giants. Your response to that?
I'm not sure that's enough of a sample size to call us buyers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at the trading deadline, guys. It's you know, buyers, sellers. I look for the long term a little bit, you know. And I know what you're talking about. It's not a fire sale. Buyers or sellers. I mean, if we sell something, I think it's just to improve the ball club.
Uh-huh.
So you are a buyer to a degree.
I see. And
I don't see us getting into that buyer-seller type thing, so, you know, obvious.
Okay, you think it's going to be more subtle than that?
I think it's going to be more subtle than that, where I think down the road we're looking at this, we're looking for maybe help up the middle,
uh-huh,
that type of thing. So that's what I'm looking at. And if it's not a good deal, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
All right. My deal is it's 10 days to the trade deadline. You don't have to make any decisions, nor should you, after the Giants series that ends tomorrow. That would be my take. Looking for paradise? Maui Wowie Hawaiian presents delicious, made-to-order fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. So visit the new Maui Wowie locations inside Petco, at the Park at the Park, or the Mercado behind home plate. They are also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. Take a break, come back, and I guess we're wrapping up Social Hour right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Game at 7:10 tonight. Odrysimer Despaigne versus Chris Heston, who has thrown a no-hitter this year.
Well, and Heston's been hot since he's threw the no-hitter, a 2-1-2 ERA, 9-5 record so far.
I got a really good feeling about Despaigne tonight. A historically good feeling.
I like that a lot.
Today is the anniversary of the Clay Kirby game. I don't know, man. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Hey, next show tomorrow at 11 a.m., it'll be Mike and Kurt. I'll be doing the game on radio with Scan.
Good.
Enjoy the game. Have a good night.